I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My beloved Boston Bruins are now 13-0 at home, Scheim. And tomorrow it is Bruins Thursday. And Mike Milbury will join us, as he always does, at 8:20 on tomorrow's show. And I have Bruins tickets, which I could keep, but I'm going to give them to you. And we will do that tomorrow at exactly 9 o'clock on this show. So win your way in to see the streaking Boston Bruins on tomorrow's show if you're listening at 9. Also, tomorrow we begin the 12 days of Twitchmas, and that starts at 8:45 on tomorrow's show.
Selfless of you to give away those Bruins tickets. Oh, those probably put you back a few bucks.
That's what I do, is I do everything for the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my things.
Trick love the kids.
By the way, in the running for text of the day, I know it's early, but the text that Courtney just got from Santo.
Oh, no.
Do you want to share that with the rest of us?
Scheim. Santo does love you, but this was a very funny text.
Yes.
You know how I know Scheim is the Idaho murderer? He puts tinsel on his Christmas tree.
Puts tinsel on his Christmas tree. Yeah, you're right. Serial killer. Nobody puts tinsel on their Christmas trees anymore.
Scheim, on which I put it on.
It's like, were you brought up in the 50s?
Yeah, but
you don't like tinsel?
No, it's the hardest thing to clean up. It's like you're just throwing things around your apartment or house.
You can get the one that wraps around the tree.
I hang tinsel on my tree. I got a little tinsel on the mantle over the fireplace.
Yep. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
It looks good.
No, it doesn't. It gets all
on
the floor.
Do you do TV dinners, too?
What about Henry? Like, are you worried about Henry eating it?
Henry doesn't do that.
Huh?
Henry doesn't do that.
Henry is such a good boy.
He's the best.
Do you listen to stories on the radio?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the text of the day was a real text of the show.
What?
What we talked about during the break. For Friday.
Yes. Brilliant idea from a texter when it comes to helping the marvelous woman from Bill Ricka, Christine Whitehouse. Texter suggested that is what we do on Blue Collar Friday this Friday, and Curtis goes out and takes care of her lawn.
I love that.
I would be thrilled. I would love to do it. I love a good leaf blower. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And I can't guarantee success, but my goal will be to find out the gentleman who complained and place all the leaves on his car.
Hi, yes. This is Edith, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
At this time.
I'll give Curtis a rake.
Yeah, I bet that it was a woman who wrote the letter.
No.
Yeah, I could see that.
You think it was?
Yeah.
Because a dude probably doesn't really care about leaves. Like, a guy's not tripping about that.
Yeah.
But of course, it's an anonymous note. Like, you want to be a Karen? Have the balls to put your name on the note that you're leaving in a disabled woman's mailbox, you coward. Like, if you missed my lead, there's a woman in Billerica, and she got a note in her mailbox that said, clean up your yard. Clean up your yard leaves. They blow all around. Rather than help the poor woman,
right,
they leave a note. And unfortunately, she, as one would, got a ton of anxiety and stress over it because she can't clean up her own yard.
If you are taking the time to write any type of anonymous note and either placing it in a mailbox or on someone's car, you are a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest loser of all time. I got a note on my car once. Mm-hmm. I was at Bruins practice, actually. And somebody, which I think was a member of the media. Mm-hmm. Left,
Jack Edwards?
No.
Oh.
Left a note on my car saying your parking is just as bad as your reporting.
Oh, wow.
And Nathan, really? I will say, who I was the producer I was working with that day was so angry. We went back to Warrior and they asked for security footage to try to find the person. And I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
That's somebody
who
has an issue with you.
Who was it?
I'm not
gonna. Who do you think it was?
Wow.
It's somebody who doesn't work in the market anymore. Oh. But it was a female.
A female who didn't work in the market anymore.
Doesn't, yeah.
Cat fight.
Mm.
Wow. That's somebody who definitely had an issue with you.
Yeah.
This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hillman.
What's up, Joe?
Shime, I'm going to defend you.
My guy, Joe.
Santos calling you out, right?
Yeah.
Isn't this the guy that keeps crying because they're going to get a dog? I mean, what kind of man cries because they're getting a dog?
Great point.
Really?
Great point.
Come on now.
The one that has a heart.
What do you mean cry for a dog?
He's excited.
Santo cried when he found out that they were getting their dog.
He wasn't like weeping. He just had tears
come on,
in his eyes.
Sandro.
I know, Sandro.
Really? Crying over a dog?
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. So it makes me wonder one day when we have children what he'll be like, and it brings a tear to my eye.
Also, and I don't know if we have time for this, but is it an odd move to name your dog before you get your dog?
No.
No, I mean, so. we had James's name before he was born.
Yeah.
That's a human being.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you know what the name you want for your dog.
They're naming their dog Harry.
Yes.
After Harry Potter.
Correct.
Because
there's a lot of great Harrys out there.
He's making fun of me for tinsel.
Harry!
I picked the name. Thank you. We have a Harry Potter.
Right.
We have Prince Harry. Right. We have Harry Styles. There's a million ways you could go with this.
Harry from Dumb and Dumber, one of my favorite characters.
Six months, it'd be like, God damn, Harry! Let's get rid of this MF and dog.
No. I thought it was Nikhil Harry.
Oh, that too? That's great point.
Don't drop him.
Make sure you pick up the poop.
Yeah.
All right, so you can name your dog before you get your dog and know what your dog is like.
All right, I'll go with Harry. After Harry Potter. All right. Yeah. Hey, cool.
Jeez, Eamon's in the Twitch chat ripping Santo.
Really?
Eamon?
What did he say?
Crying before you would get the dog emoji something.
All right, Eamon.
That'd be low W.
I'll go to battle with you any day. Nice to see that Greg employed him. He seems to be working for the NFT project. Yeah. Saw his video in the email that was sent out.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's allowed to have a couple jobs, isn't he?
Yeah, multiple jobs, man. Just don't cry over any.
God. What name? Sandro. I'm going to have to talk to him.
Santo texts me. I don't care what Ty Law calls me as long as he knows I exist.
True.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Courtney, I know who left that note in your car.
Who?
It was Sophie.
No. No. Pre-Sophie times.
She didn't like the Mac. Mac wasn't getting booed.
You should have seen Sophie's post on IG this morning. Oh.
One day I'll get the unblock.
Oh, God.
All right. Coming up, they said it, and it turns out one NFL superstar is a conspiracy theorist. So we'll get to that and other things during They Said It in a few moments. But here is Courtney and what is trending.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Hudson Lumber. The Bruins 3-1 over the Lightning last night. Taylor Hall had 2 goals in the win, bringing him to 38 goals and 90 points in his 119 games with the Bees. Wiggy, you brought up the last trending that Hall's now on the third line. He was asked after the win whether he takes that move as a demotion.
I think it's whatever's best for the team, and you come into the year, you think you're going to be on, you know, one line and you're going to have a lot of success, and it just, sometimes things work out, sometimes things don't. But for our team, what are we, 19-3 or whatever it is, so wherever you're slotted, you got to make the best of your ice time. And Charlie Coyle as a third line center, that's one of the best third line centers in the whole league, so I don't take it as a demotion. I take it as do the best with, you know, what you can with the ice time you're given and the opportunity you're given, and I think we could be a really good line.
And it certainly is.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get production out of your third line, and Taylor Hall is, you know, obviously Mike Milbury talks about the skill set he has. So if you can get production out of your third line, you already know your first and second line, you're getting it.
But how many can they reel off straight at home? Can they get to 20?
I think Monday is going to be a tough one for
them.
Saturday and Monday are going
to
be.
They're already at 20 when you go back to last year.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, if you include 7 at the end of the season at home last year, then you're
I don't
at
really
20,
think you include that,
you
though.
You can't include that.
If they beat Colorado Vegas back to back at home, they're not going to lose at home the rest of the year. It's just that they're going to go
say
win.
It. Silence.
Know how much.
Jinx, wow. Don't say
it's
it.
It's going to be hard the next 2 weeks, though, because it's going to be one on, one off, one on, one off. So they're going to be all over the place traveling and at home. They are off till Saturday now. The Celtics take the court tonight, welcoming the Heat to the TD Garden. Tip at 7:30. We've got Jaylen Brown listed as questionable with that neck stiffness that kept him out of the last game. And the U.S. moves on, taking down Iran 1-0, a dicey one after Christian Pulisic scored that game winner right before halftime. He collided with Iran's keeper. He didn't return to play. It was said he was dealing with pelvic contusion and was day-to-day, but he took to Snapchat, said he will be good to go for Saturday. That's when the U.S. takes on the Netherlands at 10 a.m.
Greg's known to give some pelvic contusions.
You're
before.
Right about that, Wiggy.
Way to go, Sean.
I got that you, was good.
Thank you, Wiggs.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Wiggs.
Got it.
Contractors, Hudson Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Trex decking.
Why would you give a pelvic contusion?
Why would you want to give one?
That seems hurtful.
Well, sometimes you can't control yourself.
Don't stop him. He's on a roll. Don't stop him.
Hudson Lumber has what you need. Visit Hudson Lumber today, 261 Lowell Road, Hudson, New Hampshire. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, 43 degrees and cloudy outside, a rainy afternoon high approaching 60.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shine, relying a little too much on the stick hand there with the Killers of late. I mean, I love them, but it's your go-to.
Oh, you know, when I'm grabbing sound and it's a quick rejoin, I'm sorry. I do. You're right. I do have things I lean on, and the Killers might be one of them. It's okay.
I'm just, when it comes to your musical experience, expand your horizon a little bit here and there. Well, tomorrow, by the way, all Christmas rejoins on the show?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you taking requests?
From you or from people?
Either. I mean,
yes.
Okay. So DMs, you want them sliding into your DMs, or
yep.
How do you? Okay,
I think the way we should do this is each person. We have five people on the show. Each person should be able to pick one
Their favorite Christmas song is a rejoin. Uh-huh. And then we can add, I think there's four more possible rejoins for the people to toss in.
Okay. Ooh.
Do they have to be all upbeat?
They should.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to be, Andy
Well,
Hart?
No, well, my favorite Christmas song is sad.
It's what, is it like Old Lang Syne?
Christmas
from,
Shoes.
Christmas Shoes.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I hate that one.
That is that? The saddest song ever, yeah. But it's so beautiful.
Can I just interrupt everything for 90 seconds or 9 seconds?
Yeah.
Ken just sent the story to me, and I am completely and totally going to be distracted the rest of the day. Legitimate talk of Brady coming back to the Patriots in the Athletic this morning.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Holy
wow! It's very interesting.
Uh oh,
it is very interesting. The potential for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick to reunite.
I mean, I brought that up, and everyone's like, "Idiot, moron, have another bottle of gin."
Well, they weren't talking about that particular point. It was just there was several other.
That's actually my ringtone.
What are all the Curtis? What are all the Mac people going to do now? Wait a second, you're going to bring Mac is such a young player, he's developing.
Greggy, you remember the two polls we did? One the Friday before the Patriots signed AB, and the Monday after.
Yep.
And everybody was like completely flipped. If they brought Brady in here. Every little Belichick whoopee wearing toe pajama honk, the day they sign Brady, will be pants tetting it up. They won't even have to call New England Men's Health. They will be ready to go instantly.
Why would you want Brady? We got Mac.
So what are they saying? Like, what is the report?
So within The Athletic, Jeff Howe's story, Brady to the Patriots. Let's explore the potential wild offseason for quarterbacks across the NFL. He goes into detail about how the two have been very respectful of one another of late, that they have shown a desire that they would be willing to work together again. Both have missed one another for different reasons the last couple years. The Patriots have a massive amount of cap space. Brady would just need to know that the offense is in good hands. He'd come here, he'd be the offensive coordinator. Who the hell cares?
Right.
Maybe Billy O would come back and work with Tom again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots need to figure out what to do with Mac. The synopsis, the story concludes with maybe it's a long shot. There might be better situations for Brady, but just when you think you've got Belichick figured out, he does something no one sees coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for it. You get a high draft pick for Mac.
I mean, would you get Josh McDaniels back as well?
I don't think
they got two straight wins.
Yeah, I don't think.
Or would you just have Tom Brady as your de facto OC?
I don't think you need Josh McDaniels. I think
how about Charlie? He sounded with it. Let's bring him back.
I think that would Brady. Matt Patricia would defer to Brady.
Yeah.
Where I don't think he is in the position of deferring to Matt.
Yeah, and didn't we hear that Brady and McDaniels at the end of their time together, the relationship was deteriorating a little bit?
That's what Foyer reported. Yeah. Foyer had one of those scoops.
So I don't think that there would be any chance that Brady would want McDaniels
and
back.
And Courtney, Matt Patricia can't be a DB to Brady. Brady comes in. Helps Patricia learn an offense Brady created, gives Patricia the sort of gravitas of being working with Brady that when Brady departs, the next guy has a guy in Patricia who's actually ready to call offensive plays.
Mm.
Kind of like how Brady, you know, I don't want to say how Brady did it, but I think Byron Leftwich, the light on him was illuminated when Brady got there. He was already a good, kind of in that transition and be a good play caller. But I think Brady, and Curtis is right, when you're with Brady, that ultimately makes you look maybe better than you are. And then once Brady does hang him up, Matt Patricia will be looked at in a different light.
And I also think if Matt Patricia is mad at a certain player, there's not going to be any benching of anybody. I think this time around, if Tom says somebody plays, he plays.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be this, you know,
Kendrick Bourne situation.
Right.
And I think he elevates those players, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Brady with the players that you look at this team having right now? Because everybody instantly, you know, myself included, you put it on the players. But I think it becomes pot on the players when you don't have a guy that elevates. If you give Brady, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, and even Nelson Aguilar and Ramondre Stevenson.
What about Bubs Edelman? You get him back, too.
Oh, mate, that's
what about
thing.
OBJ?
Well, then that OBJ, yeah. OBJ, you see his three visits, the Bills, the Giants, and the Cowboys.
You'll let him use an aircraft one, please. Let's not put him on Spirit.
So, and then you figure that now you would get a potential player like that, because I'm telling you, one player that is soon to be on the market is going to be DeAndre Hopkins.
Could you imagine the first game back at Gillette Stadium, Tom Brady comes back to conclude his career as a member of the Patriots? You think they'd have 65% off at the pro shop that day, Greg?
Probably not. Curtis, I'm fine with it, but we're going to have to move. They said it.
I'm sorry. I just got excited.
It's fine. I'm glad you're excited. Who wouldn't be excited about that?
Listen, I would think there's definitely still be a handful of Mac people out there.
Would you write him a handwritten apology for things you've said since he's been gone?
All is forgiven.
Yeah.
Would you be on the Brady train?
Of course I would.
The Brady family has not forgiven you, and I know that.
Well, Nancy has a little bit of an issue with me, but I mean, that's okay.
I may have sent her the Tommy Trader shirts.
Listen, I was in the inner circle for a brief moment. It was glorious.
Could we get Tom and Bill with us every Monday? Maybe together.
No, I think all is forgiven. And in fact, I like to immortalize things in song. So maybe, I'm sure Tom isn't listening, but maybe this will get back to him. It's that time of year. It's the holiday time. So is my iPod hooked up, Shime?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, this is long distance dedication to Tom in Tampa Bay.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
All right, Tom, please come home for Christmas. If not then, after the season.
I'm with you.
A long distance dedication. Tom writes, Dear Casey, earlier this year, I was so in love with my wife, and then she left me. Please dedicate this song to Giselle, who lives across the water from me now, in the interwaterways of Florida. I'm Casey Kasem. All right, Curtis says The Athletic is on it, so it means it's going to happen. Tom Brady back to New England. We'll discuss that and other things. In fact, we'll talk about that with Matt Light, who will be on this show at 8:20 this morning. But right now, time for this.
It's time for...
Down here in Scituate, we get that saying, you know...
The news.
Still waters run deep. Amen. So if it's still on the top, it's still on the bottom.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's her name? Courtney, Coco, whatever.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Pure panty dropper.
On WEEI.
All right, I'm being called fraudulent, Wiggy. You love that. 617 texter. Greg, you fraud. All you've done is drag Brady's name through the mud since he's been gone, like the good company man that you are. Well, I would welcome him back. Why wouldn't I welcome him back?
We've all gone back to an ex.
Yeah, right. Welcome him back.
Yep.
Well, open arms.
Mm-hmm.
And tiny little hands at the end of the open arms. All right. What do you want to start with news-wise?
I want to start with Jim Hurley, who lives in Goffstown, New Hampshire. He lets his 10-year-old terrier Toby out in the yard every day, as a good dog owner does. Things got scary at 7 p.m. on Wednesday when they were chased by a bear and her two cubs. Things got so bad that when Jim tried to save Toby, the bear swiped at the two of them, sending Toby to the hospital to get stitches. Oh. We can hear from Jim.
He sustained deep wounds to his side, his abdomen. No bones were broken and no organs were impacted. Just its flesh wounds.
Oh,
boy. Well, scary. You gotta be careful. They're out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Ty Law was chased by coyotes when he was on this show. So the wild animals, they don't go away. Yeah. What do you do when you...
Black, you attack.
Okay.
Brown, you lay down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And white...
Lights out.
That's it.
Or what,
polar?
What
do you do with the polar?
Can't nothing you can do with a polar.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, they live ridiculous. It's about 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
They can grow to be about 9-10 feet tall.
What's the... I thought you were supposed to make a noise.
Yeah! Get out of here, Bill!
Gets me. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lee.
Did you know that bears can climb faster than they can run?
Is that true?
Never climb. Find a body of water. Bears can't swim.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Cannot swim.
Yeah. All right. What else is in the news, Courtney?
We're going from one dog story to another dog story, and thank God for the people at the MSPCA, because they've taken in Tuesday, who's a six-week-old puppy who was found on the streets in East Boston. Tuesday has parvovirus, which without treatment in puppies is deadly.
So did somebody just dump the dog on the streets of East Boston?
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Go to hell.
Look up this dog. Tuesday is so adorable, and he is getting the treatment that he needs right now to save his life. We can hear from an MSPCA spokesperson.
The best that we can really do is provide him with supportive care, with fluids and medications to get him to a point where he weathers through this.
That's why people, I've said it all, I'm going to tell you, people think that they're dog people. Courtney, you're getting a dog until they get a dog, and then they go, ooh, this is more responsibility than I can handle.
Well, too bad. People do that with kids, too.
Exactly. That's why you should make sure you are 100% ready for the responsibility that comes with being a dog person and being a kid. But they don't. They just see the cute, cuddly. Oh, I love it. It's so cute, cuddly. And then they get it. And then the dog's peeing and pooping everywhere and tearing up their stuff.
It happened during pandemic. A lot of people got dogs. And then the pandemic was over. And they're like, oh, wait, now I can go away for the weekend. What am I going to do with my dog?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
And do you think these people, like, initially are bad people? Probably not.
No.
But they allow the cute puppy face to get them, and then they once
but don't leave it on the side of a road.
Well, Curtis, they leave babies on the side of a road.
I agree. That's awful too. People should go to jail for that.
Yeah. Terrible.
All right, what else?
Boston City Councilors will vote today to determine if they will move forward a law that would allow 16 and 17 year olds to vote in municipal elections.
Oh, okay.
So this would not change any voting requirements for the state or federal level.
Uh-huh. Can they vote on TikTok? Ooh. Very important. That's a question when you're talking about the 16 and 17 year olds. They know they have to actually go to a place and vote.
That might be the hardest part.
They can't do it from home.
Yeah.
Okay.
They love being at home.
I'm okay with this. Are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it too.
See, what's the age limit to join the military? Is it 18?
18.
Yeah, I think then that should be the 16. Maybe it might be a little bit too young. 18, I feel like if the 18 should be the age limit, you can drink. You can do whatever you want, because if that's the age you can join the military, then you should be free to do whatever else you want.
I do think 16 and 17-year-olds, though, are getting more involved when it comes to politics. And I think that, you know.
Still, a lot of them are still kind of like really at the point of they haven't seen enough. By the time you get to 18, I feel like you've seen a little bit more than a 16-year-old.
I don't know.
You can drive when you're 16.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Just because you can drive doesn't, there's a lot of kids out there that are immature to drive.
If it means that more people would vote,
mm-hmm.
then I would be in favor of it.
Does that mean it, though? See, I think the thing that making more people vote, and people said I was an idiot for this, but until voting becomes mobile, you won't get as many, especially if you're looking to get younger kids. You know, they want everything at their palm of their hands. Until you get mobile with voting, you won't get that rush that you're looking for.
I just think at that level, 16 and 17-year-olds are impacted by who, you know, serves their town or their city.
Well, so are 10-year-olds.
Yeah, I know,
right.
But
exactly. I mean, I don't like. I think 16, like I said, to me, it's kind of right on that border. I like the 18.
By the way, you're being called an idiot on the text line.
Me?
Okay.
No, Wiggy.
That's a first.
Yeah, right.
Bears can swim.
No, they can't.
You ever seen a polar bear?
A polar bear. I said a black bear or a brown bear.
No, those bears can swim as well.
Oh, it's different. No, they're different. No, you've never
just,
seen a...
I'm
you,
just telling
you. You can't see... You've never seen a... When the water gets too deep, they don't have the endurance to be able to keep themselves afloat.
They're not good at treading?
No.
Bears can swim.
No, they can't. Not in deep waters.
No. You just said that like you had full confidence.
I do.
But you didn't know. They cannot
swim. Just because you see them in knee-high water.
Bears are excellent swimmers.
Great. You know what that reminds me of? It was when Bill said that they had the fake punt. I didn't even question Wiggy.
Google it.
There are so many videos, though, of people that are in their pools. Like, people walk outside and there's a bear, like, floating in their pool.
No, knee-deep. I mean, they can stand up in the water.
I hate to do this.
Nope.
I Googled it.
Yep.
Can brown bears swim?
No.
Brown bears are, quote, very good swimmers.
Very good swimmers. They are very
show
good
me swimmers. Listen, show me a video of a bear swimming.
We will.
Okay. I'm
find
sure
me
you
one.
Can find it on YouTube.
No, you can't we find will. One.
There's a whole YouTube channel for it, probably. Bears who can swim.
Cute bears
who are excellent swimmers. Cute bears are excellent swimmers.
Oh, there's a
I'm
bear.
Looking at one right now.
Yeah. Greg, there's a bear in the Twitch chat from a pool.
A pool where you can stand up. I'm talking about when the water is deep over their head. That's why I said get out and swim.
I'm looking at one right now of an underwater camera on the bear doing the doggy paddle.
Oh, that's
adorable.
Cute. That's so cute. All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
But we'll get to the rest of the news next. And there is some concern over how one celebrity ex-wife will make ends meet after the child support payment that she was granted yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up at 8:20, Matt Light, former New England Patriot, on this show. And we will talk, obviously, about the current state of the New England Patriots and about the potential return of Tom Brady, which Curtis says we can now talk about because The Athletic is writing about it, and therefore that is giving it additional credibility, Curtis, in your mind?
Well, Jeff Howe, the guy's got gravitas in my book. Mm-hmm. He used to cover the team. Now he covers the NFL nationally for The Athletic. I love The Athletic.
All right.
And he seems to be theorizing that it could be a potential possibility.
All right. We'll see what Matt Light says at 8:20 on today's show. Tomorrow, Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury at 8:20 tomorrow, and I have Bruins tickets to give away. Mm. Bruins now 13-0 at home. And you could be there if you're listening tomorrow at 9 when I give those tickets away. And 12 days of Twitchmas begins tomorrow at 8:45. But let's get back to the news.
There's a lot of weird stories in the news right now. This one is top of mind, top of the list. Hadley Palmer is a wealthy Connecticut, let's call her a socialite.
Okay.
She was just given a one-year prison sentence yesterday for secretly filming a minor and other people at her mansion. She's 54 years old. She will have to spend 10 years on the sex offender registry, 20 years on probation. But the weirdest part is that the public is not privy to what actually went down. They're keeping this entire story, besides the basics, a secret.
Normally, in this kind of a case, you know what happened.
Exactly. Especially when it comes to a minor.
So this what did she have people over at the pool or
yes,
something?
Yes, she has a pool house. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she was filming people changing. And
really?
Yes.
Does she have kids or they would just?
Yes. Oh. She's 54. You can look her up. She's beautiful. Huh. This story, something's off here.
Oh, well, beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what about these parents for the kids? I mean, shouldn't you be able to know what this sicko was doing with your kids?
I assume maybe they know and they're just...
Maybe they don't want the information out there. Maybe. I don't know this entire thing, but you read the story. You're telling me she has to spend 10 years on the sex offender registry, 20 years on probation.
She should be on the sex offender registry for the rest of her life.
But that's what I'm saying. So this has to be bad.
Bad and disturbing.
Yeah. Well, it's, money.
So it's like she's a socialite, meaning what? Like her husband has the money.
Yeah.
And so she had nothing to do. She's hanging around all day.
When I think of socialite, I think, you serve on different boards.
Yeah.
How you spend a lot of your time.
So she probably got kids that are similar to the age. Yeah. And who the hell knows,
That's disturbing.
It's disgusting. These parents that go, I would rather have my kid drink at the house with me underage than go to somebody else's house and drink. No, your kid shouldn't be drinking underage, period. Yeah. You moron. At least if they're drunk, they can sleep here. I know no one's driving.
Okay.
What else?
Well, I don't keep up with the Kardashians. Everyone knows that. Yeah. But Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they reached a settlement for their divorce.
Uh-huh.
And while they have joint custody of their four kids, Kim will receive $200,000 a month in child support from Ye. Ye. Ooh. Is it Yay or Yee? What's he going by?
Yay.
I think it's Yee now.
No, Yay.
Don't you have to show that you need money?
Not
what does
really.
She need money for?
I think it's just the lifestyle. That's what they'll tell you when she's worth over a billy, but they'll tell you it's the lifestyle that I'm a cut. Usually you see like people at that level who go, listen, I don't necessarily need to put a number on child support. If I need you to help, I'll call you and say, hey, can you send this? Can you send that? Let's split this. Let's split that. The fact that there has to be a number on child support when she's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Come
has
on.
There ever been a better gold digger in the history of gold diggers?
I don't think she started dating Kanye to get his money. She's
a clout chaser.
She did not need Kanye West to be famous. She
has
famous
no shame then.
Before Kanye West.
Money,
like. Yeah, but Kanye took her to another level. Come on, be honest.
Please.
Kanye took
her. Yeah, he brought her down.
He took her to a. Would you stop with. I know you love the Kardashians.
No, I don't.
But the athlete. Look at the athletes that they've went through and the levels that they continue to climb.
If you are the Kardashians, you're not dating Joe Schmo because you can't.
No, but she started.
You're dating people in your pool. Their pool are athletes and famous people.
She started with. What the hell was the guy who played for the Celtics here?
Chris Humphries.
She started with Chris Humphries.
Brad Stevens.
Then she worked her way up to Reggie Bush.
No, and she was Reggie Bush was first.
Right, and she
then
climbed
she
the
married
ladder.
Chris Humphries.
And she climbed the ladder. And Kanye West is the top of that ladder. I mean,
but
just
why
be honest.
Does she... She's worth $1 billion, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why does she need the money from him?
And when I first read it, I thought...
He lost all his money lately, right?
Well, yeah. Not all of it.
I thought when I first read it, when I just saw the headline that she was getting child support, that she got full custody. But they have joint custody to begin with. Right. So isn't he paying for a lot of stuff on his
own, too? 50, if you read it, it's 50-50 on like school and those type of things. He says that she has the kids about 80% of the time. But usually you would think when you see people at that level, there's not a number put on child support like you see regular people. Yeah. But, you know.
All right. Well, I hope she can survive on $200,000 a month.
Hopefully.
No way she's surviving off of that.
Yeah. An irrational fear for one 89-year-old man in Florida. David Reisman, he's asking for change in his neighborhood because he was attacked by none other than two wild hogs.
Oh. Mm.
Vicious animals.
They are the worst.
Yeah.
They can't swim.
No. Uh-huh.
He was taking his dog for a walk. Uh-huh. Hogs came out of nowhere.
Oh, isn't it awful when hogs come out of nowhere?
Yeah. I mean, you never see them coming.
Greg turns into a hog when there's sour cream and onion chips around.
Would you like to hear from David?
Yes.
First one jumped on me. The second one grabbed our little dog, Riley. He started hitting this wild beast in the face several times.
Mm. Mm. They are the most wild and vicious, animals out there in the American kind of atmosphere.
Because they're also omnivores, too, right?
What? In the American kind
of... Yeah, like, you know, like...
In the American kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not talking worldwide, but
ecosystem?
America.
Wiggy is a wildlife expert.
No, I actually played football with a kid
who self-declared wildlife expert. What?
He hunted wild boar.
So does Traylon Burks. That was the best thing about him coming out of the
draft. And he wanted to take me hunting, boar hunting. Uh-huh. And he was like, they're vicious, though. Yeah. Like, they'll come after you even when you're pointing a gun at them.
Uh-huh. Any kind of a weight limit on the tree stand or anything?
No. You don't hunt them on tree stands.
Did you see any javelinas in Tucson? Those things are wild.
Yeah, you don't hunt them in tree stands.
All right.
But if you like bacon.
Yep. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we have another story of somebody losing their life, unfortunately, after falling into a wood chipper.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this time it's in Kentucky. Joseph Manier, he was helping trim trees at a house he was working at, and it was near a Christmas display.
Yeah.
He got caught in the Christmas lights.
Oh, no.
Partially fell in to the wood chipper.
Oh, see, that's why I don't do any of that stuff myself.
It's awful.
You gotta hire people for that.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's what he did. This was like part of his profession, but he got tangled up in the Christmas tree lights, and they made a point to say partially fell in. So when paramedics arrived on the scene, he was
pronounced
dead.
Obscure reference, the great film Fargo and the wood chipper.
Oh.
That's how the murder happens.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Did they put the wood chipper like right on the where he was?
Well,
like,
I'm guessing if you're trimming trees, it's all falling into the wood chipper.
Oh, see, I always thought they had the wood chipper off to the side and then they took the trees.
I think
and
that's
put,
the safer way to do it, probably. But
it's the most dangerous thing in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much,
You're
Courtney.
Welcome.
That's the news. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, and it turns out that one NFL star is apparently a conspiracy theory nut job. if I could say that. We'll get to that during They Said It, and then Matt Light will join us at 8:20 on today's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.